This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome everyone. We continue in Daf HaShua. Tonight's blot is Yud Aleph Amud Beis, beginning of the second Perek. Perek in Darshan. Says the Mishnah, earlier, in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about Arayos. We mentioned that Arayos are one of those subjects that Yesh Lahem Amashe Yismaychu V'hein Hein Gufei Torah. That was the very last topic that was discussed in the previous parak. Arayos was the last subject of the previous Mishnah. So now we're going to speak about Arayos. Ein Darshin Ba'Arayos B'Shloisha. Right now in the Havamina, the Gemara thinks that means we do not expound about Arayos with three people. That means the Rebbe and two Talmidim. You can only teach one Talmud. You can't teach Maisa Bereshis. So a lot of the beginning of this parak speaks about something called Maisa Bereshis and Maisa Merkava. Pashup Shah Maisa Bereshis is a creation of the world. Maisa Merkava is Hashem's chariot described by Yechezkel Hanavi. But some learn Maisa Bereshis is the secrets of the natural world, and Maisa Merkava is the secrets of the supernatural world. But right now the Gemara thinks it means V'lei b'maisa b'reishas b'shnayim. You can't teach maisa b'reishas with two people total, the Rebbe and one Talmud. You can only learn it on your own. V'lei b'merkava b'yachad. And the maisa merkava you cannot even learn on your own. Meaning, ein sham elohu levadai. So only you cannot learn maisa merkava on your own. Unless the person was wise and understands on his own. So the Gemara is going to ask on that. On the one hand, obviously if he's trying to engage in it, he's a chacham and he's meivin midata. So then what do you mean, elam? He can't do it unless he is chacham and meivin midata. Says the Mishnah, kal hamistakel barba dvarim. Anyone who thinks about the following four things, rasoi hu. Some have the gersa roi, but it means the same thing. Ra soy hu, it is fitting. Kilu loy ba olaylam. He'd been better off not coming to the world in the first place, because contemplating these four things detracts from a person's intelligence in such a basic way that they become like a behema, and then it's not roi for them to be in the world. What are the four things? Ma lamala, what is above? Rashi says merakia, above the firmament. Sha'al rashi hachayos, upon the heads of the chayos. So one should not think about that, because that's where the Kisei HaKavod is. Umalamata, and what is below? Now Rashi says, Malamata, Mehen, below literally the heads of the Chayos. The problem is, below the heads of the Chayos is the world. So what's wrong with thinking about the world? So the Rashash changes it to Lamata Min Aretz, below the earth, below creation. Malifanim, umala achar. What is before and what is after? So Rashi learns before and after is spatial. Malifanim, chutz l'mechitza sarakia l'mizrach, outside of the partition of the firmament in the east. Umala achar, what is after, meaning l'marav, to the west. So Rashi learns this is talking about space. What is before, referring to the east, and what is after, referring to the west. So according to Rashi, it's up, down, right, and left. So there's a Tosis here imprinted in the Rashi's that Tosis says, Eino Yachalias. They cannot be Masha Pirish Hamoro, that which Rashi explains. Malaf Nim Chutz Mechitza Surakia, Umala Achar Lamarev, Midaparch Begemara, from the fact that the Gemara is going to ask, Bishlama above and below. But umala achar lechaye elo lefanim ma dehava hava. That's mashma that it's referring to time, not space. Also, Rashi quotes this Tosis quotes the Tosefta ma lefanim ma leachar ma hayo ma asad liyos. So this Tosis is challenging Rashi. Rashi learns it's referring to questioning the space. So Rashi says, no, this refers, Tosis is saying, no, it refers to time. Okay. Tosis says, the first Tosis, Ein Darshin B'Masa Bereishis, Masa Bereishis Mem Beis, Perash HaBein HaTam, Hushem Mem Beis Oisi Ois, This is the name of the 42-letter name of Hashem that emanates from Bereshis and the Pasuk after it. Says the Gemara, Amrit Beresha, V'loi B'merkava, B'yachid. We say in the Resha that an individual cannot learn the Merkava. That means all by himself, Ahadar Amrit. But then we say, Elam ken haya chachamu mevim edaitai. Only if... thank you. V'chol shaloichas al kvayid koinoi. Anyone who does not have pity on the honor of his maker, Rasu Eloi Shalai Bal Olam, he's also worthy not to come into the world. So some learn that there are two things over here. There's Masa Bereshis and there's Maisa Merkava. Masa Bereshis is Malama. We say twice, right? That's referring to questions on Masa Bereshis. And Mechoshalei Chosal Kvod Koinoi, that's referring to Maisa Merkava. Rasu Eloi Shaloi Bala Olam. Okay. Says the Gemara Amrit Beresh V'loi B'Merkava B'Yachad. We say first, in the beginning of the Mishnah, that one cannot engage in the Merkava by themselves. V'Hadar Amrit, and then we say, Elam Ken Hoya Chachamim Evim Midaito, unless the person was wise and understands on his own. So the problem is, says Rashi, Amrit V'loi B'Merkava B'Yachad. V'kivan D'Yachidihu, if he's all by himself, Eino Shemeh Mipi Arav, and he's not hearing it from a Rebbe, Al Karchach Midaito Yom Even. He obviously understands it on his own. V'ka'asrulei, and you say, we can't do it. That somebody's not allowed to do it on his own. And then, V'hadar Amrit, Elam Ken Hayachachim Yom Even Midaito. And then we say, no, he could do it if he understands on his own. So it's a stirim and Eobei. Because we're talking about one person, and we're saying he can't learn it unless he's on his own. Says Gemara Hachi Kamar. This is what the Mishnah means to say. Ein darshin ba'arayis l'shloisha. It doesn't mean bishloisha with three people, but ein darshin ba'arayis l'shloisha. You can't teach arayis to three people. Rashi says, levad min hadorish, besides the Rebbe. You can't teach three people the inyan of arayis. We'll see what that means later in the Gemara. V'loi b'masa bereshis lishnayim. You can't teach masa bereshis, not two in total, but two other people. And Rashi says certainly to three. V'loi b'merkava liyachid. You can't teach one other person merkava. Elam kein, unless that person hayachacham u'mevin midaitai, unless he is smart and he doesn't really have to ask questions, but as soon as you tell it to him, he chaps exactly what you're getting at. Rashi says, second wide line, Shalei yitzarch lisha l'rav, that he won't have to ask the Rebbe kishe yistapik loy, when he's masupik, d'lav orich ara lefrusha behedya. It's not derech eretz to articulate it black and white. Okay. Says the Holy Gemara, ein darshim arayis b'shloisha, you know the darshim in arayis to three people. My time, what's the reason? If you're going to say it's because in the parsha of the Raya, it says, ish, ish, a man, al kol she'er b'sarai, to any relative, le'sikravu legalois. So it says, ish, ish, le'sikravu legalois. Rashi says, le'sikravu shlashtachem ze, itzel ze, legalois tamei parshas arayis. So this is sort of learning that it's referring to a total of three people. Ish, ish, two people, legalois to a third, meaning we can't have three people total, which is the havamina of the Gemara. Then, ish, ish, trei, she'er b'sar echad, v'am rachmana, this is even in the maskana. Ish is one, ish is two, she'er b'saroi is a third, v'am rachmana le'sikru legalis erva. And the Torah is saying you should not reveal it, meaning three people should not reveal it, even to another. Elameata, but now the chsav ish ish ki yikalel alaykav, a man who will curse his God. Ish ish asher yitei mizar lamoylech hachanami, that only two people can curse God, or two people can't give their son to moylech. So must be. Elahanu miboyle, there ish ish is needed l'rabbis asanochrem, to include goyim, that goyim are warned against kiddush cursing Hashem, and goyim are warned against moilach. Shemasharna berchas Hashem al avay dezarak Yisrael. So hainami here too, when it says ishisha kosher besaroi mi boilei l'rabis asanachem, it's needed to include goyim shemasharan al arayis Yisrael, who are warned on arayis like a Jew. Ella, rather, midachsev ushmartem es meshmarti. Since it says, you should guard my guarding, ushmartem trei. Ushmartem refers to two. Two people have to be careful on arayis. Mishmarti chad. Va'amar rachmana, levilti asois mechukas atoyevois. And the Torah says, lest you do any of these abominable things. So it's saying that you can't teach arayis to three people. Rashi doesn't explain. So maybe we learn it from ushmartem es mishmarti. Shmartem is two, mishmarti is one. And you should guard Shabbos. There too, you only have to guard Shabbos if you're two people. Ravashi therefore explained, what in fact doesn't mean we don't expound in arayas with three people. We do not expound the secrets of arayas with three people. What does that mean, Sisrei Arayos? Rashi says, She'enon mefurashos, that are not explicit, could go and beat them and usasa, like we had on the top of the page. That Arayos, the Gemara asks, what do you mean, Yeshla Mamashe Smaicho? They're explicit, and the Gemara says, no, Lebita me and usasai. So, when we talk about Sisrei Arayos, Rashi says it refers to arayos that are not explicitly mentioned. Kugan bitum inesasa ve'im chamiv, a father-in-law's mother, ve'im chamoisa, a mother-in-law's mother, denafka b'msech v'sanhedrin midrasha. So this we don't darshan to three people. Why? My time, what's the reason? Svaruhu. There's a compelling logic. Beitrei, if there are two people total, ki asri kamei rabayu, if there are two students sitting in front of the Rebbe, chad shakavatar b'hadei rabbi, one of them will question back and forth with the Rebbe. He'll be noise v'noise nimai, Rashi says. V'idach matzli udne legamra, and the other one will lend his ear to listen. So if you have a Rebbe and two students, so it's a good format. Tzlas, if you have three students, chad shakal v'tare b'hadei Rabbi. One will be shakal v'tare to the Rebbe. V'hanach trei shaklu v'tare b'hadei hadadei. And the other two, they're going to be learning on their own. So one student will be paying attention to the Rebbe, the other two will be schmoozing on their own, talking on their own. They're not going to know what the Rebbe said. And they're going to come to Matar Yisur by Arayas. It's just not a good setup. If you have four people total, three students, the Rebbe is going to be talking to one of them, and the other two are going to have their own conversation. So Gemara says, if so, then you should never learn with three Talmidim.
Or any odd number.
Right. Says more arayos shani. Arayos is different. Why? Because there's a bigger yetsahara for arayos, so one is more prone to make a mistake. Amar mar gezel va'arayos, robbery and arayos nafshay mechamdasan. Person's soul desires them and masavilohem, and has taiva for them. And therefore, we have to be extra careful because a person will come to rationalize. Says Mari Hachi Gezel Nami. Gezel also you shouldn't be able to teach to three people. Says Gemara Arayos Bein Mefana Bein Shaloi Mefana Arayos, one has taiva for it, whether the temptation is present or not. Nafesh Yitzrei, the Yitzrei is very great. Gezel, robbery, Befana of Nafesh Yitzrei, in your presence, the Yitzrei is very great. Shaloi Befana of not in your presence, Lainafish Yitzray, the Yitzhara is not very great. V'loi b'masa b'reishas b'shnayim. And one does not involve in masa b'reishas for two people. Meaning, now according to the way we learned it, you cannot teach masa b'reishas to two people. Only one person. Right, Right? You know how to teach Masvish to two. And Merkava, you can't even teach to one. Says Gemara Minahani Mili. How do I know you can't teach Masvish to two? The Tanu Rabbanan, Ki Sha'al Na Liyamim Rishainim. If you will ask about the earliest days of the world, Yachid Shayal. If you ask, one person could ask about Maaseh Bereishis, Ein Shnayim Shoalim, can't teach the two people. Says Gemara, I would think that you could ask even about what was before the world. Yachal Yishal Adam Koidim Shenivra Olam. You would think, okay, one person could ask, so maybe you could ask even for what preceded the world. Says the Gemara, Tam Lamer Lemin Hayem Asher Bar Lekim Adam Al Aretz, only from the day that God created man on the earth. Yachal La Yishal Adam Yisheshes Mei Bereishis. I would think a person cannot ask about the 6 days of creation, only from when Adam was created, because it says Lemin Hayem Asher Bar Lekim Adam. Talmud Lamer Liyamim Rishayim Asher Hayu Lefanecha. Only from day one. L'yamim rishayinim ashtar hayu l'fanecha. From day one.
What's the Hadam? You know, obviously, Sheshesh Migrations is in the Torah.
Maybe you can't, maybe, but it says, L'min ayam ashtar baal, yeah, you can't delve. So I would think, Yachal yishal adam malamalo, malamata, malafanam, malachar. I would think a person could ask, what's above, what's below, what's on the east side, what's on the west side. Tamalamar ula mikzei hashamayim viad kitzei hashamayim. You could ask about from the edge of the heavens to the edge of the heavens. Mila mikzei hashamayim viad kitzei hashamayim atashoyal. From one edge of the heavens to the other, you could ask. Ve'ein atashoyal, but you're now to ask malamala, malamata, malafana, malachar. What's below? What's above? What's below? What's before and what's after? So now, okay, so Bez Hashem, we will pick it up here tomorrow, next time.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.